What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, that's a good one. That was a pretty popular song, though.
Yeah, terrible song, though. I mean, this is a bad one.
But I would venture to say that most of the songs that we're talking about probably did okay, but we just didn't like them.
Well, the true worst songs we probably never heard. Like, to some degree, these have gotten play because some people like
them. Yeah. Ache Break Your Heart wasn't that bad, though.
I beg to differ.
Who sings this song?
It's Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Billy Ray. So he's a weird guy, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
What'd he do?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to just look it up.
All right. I'm
about to go down this rabbit hole. You know how I do.
Yeah. Don't threaten Hugh with a good time.
Okay, Hugh's gone for the segment.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, Hugh's gone for the segment here. But you want to get in 215-592-9494. A lot of stuff we're discussing today.
Yes, and this segment is sponsored by McGurk's Summer Menu. It's back, featuring a mouth-watering smash burger, lobster roll, and fresh seafood items. Grab your crew and head over to McGurk's this weekend.
Man, McGurk's was awesome the other day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Great. Oh, man. Great time.
Yep. Great spot out there in Fort Washington.
People getting it in at the bar at 10 a.m.
Oh, that was awesome.
Good stuff.
Bar.
Yeah, you were really keeping an eye on that guy. He was saddled up at 10 a.m. pregame and fritz the camera.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No.
But it's just like we were talking about it, right? And I said that there must be a lot going on at your house where you wake up at 10 o'clock in the morning and want to get away from your family and start pounding beers at 10. There must be a lot going on at your house, dog.
And that's just at the bar. I mean, we don't know how many beers, you know, he pounded before that.
Pre-game and McGurk's.
Yeah, pre-game McGurk's.
Your significant other must have really got on your nerves when you get up that early and be like, you know what? I need a beer.
Hey, man, he wanted to go out and watch a baseball competition before he go to the baseball
thing. I need a beer or three.
Yeah. Pound some beers.
You know what?
I can't wait to go home and have a beer today.
I don't know who he was, but his wife, like, she ought to be ashamed. Or
what? No.
Because he had, like, dog, you drinking that early in the morning, dog. Something ain't right
at
home.
No, hold on. He just wanted to get a little nice before he had a fun day.
Yeah,
it was a daytime event. He wasn't allowed to drink at the high school.
No, I don't think so, dog.
That's jumping to conclusions, Hugh.
You're drinking at 10 o'clock in the morning. Your wife dressed you out.
Messy. Okay. I think you're getting messy.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
And I won't be here next week. So it don't make no difference to me.
Hugh's already mentally on vacation.
He was
he's been on vacation since 11 a.m.
They can't call him in for discipline.
I can't get in trouble for my tweet this week. Well, next week,
he's going to come back and Ron's going to have a file.
can't get in trouble this week.
So last week, you tweeted this while you were at the winery.
No, I'm going to be careful because he still has my number. If it gets too crazy, he'd be like, hey, you might want to take that down.
Well, I just saw the tweet you sent out a couple weeks ago. You and Hollis saddled up at the bar. I'm like, oh, that's,
yeah, we were at
this, a, oh, that's not a good that, man, so, they're up to hijinks.
Like, yeah, hanging with Hollis, man, is always a time.
Yes.
It's always a time to be.
Yeah. Hal's a wild dude. Yes, man. He is. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Talking about a lot of stuff today. You trust Dave Dombrowski at the trade deadline. Do you think the Eagles' defense can be better than it was last year? And again, we mentioned Joe Giglio's head coaching list. He has Nick Sirianni eighth. Incredibly disrespectful. A Nick Sirianni guy to have him eighth is crazy. Way more egregious, I'd say, than having Hurts sixth is having Sirianni eighth.
Would yeah, you guys should be higher than that.
Yeah. What do you think, Kyle? You agree with that one?
You know what? I do. Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's just that was a very strong agreement.
I had to think about it for a second. I was trying not to do the dead air thing that he's been providing us.
He's
deep in thought. But I think it's the few people that he has in front of Sirianni that are bothering me the most. The Dan Campbell thing is blowing my mind.
Well, the Sean Payton one is the one that bothers me.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. He does have a Super Bowl, and he's been a head coach for a very long time.
But his last few years in New Orleans were terrible.
Yeah.
Like, really bad.
I think he's going to do a good job in Denver, though.
Well, yeah.
I think he did a good job with Knicks last year.
He did last year. Yeah. I mean, there's no way anybody thought that team would make the playoffs with Bo Nix.
The Dan Campbell one is, for lack of a better term, stupid. I don't understand it.
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
The man is on drugs.
By the way, it's pretty sad. You see the new quarterback show that's out? They showed Jared Goff's box during that game. His supermodel girlfriend in complete tears as they were losing that game.
Oh, that's a shame.
Hard to watch.
I'm sorry. That's all right.
You don't seem like you feel
bad for.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But we have a very important phone call we need to take, guys.
What you got?
In a few minutes, we do need to get some sound from a terrible national anthem rendition. But we have Matt in Westville on the line. Matt claims to be the guy that was honking at you this morning. So
skeptical of this.
Let's bring Matt in. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, you doggos. You cut me off in my car, then you make fun of me. You make fun of my height. You make fun of my car. I'm not Jim Miller, buddy. I'll put you down.
No, this ain't him.
No, he's also like definitely putting on a different voice than he did on the phone.
He definitely
would have had 4 liters up your rear end, buddy. I'll tell you that right now.
A little lame.
Yeah,
that was kind of.
I can tell you right now, I didn't even get out of the car, but that he wasn't about that. He wasn't about that bravado.
No. No,
come on, man.
So he sounded different.
Yes,
when you
very different.
Before
it was a setup.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's unfortunate.
And I mean, and it's easy to talk to. Like nobody. Like I wasn't. You know, it was just like I was just like, dang, why are you? You know, why are you blowing a horn all crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, I was in front of you. You know, and I have the right of way. You know, and it wasn't like I was going at a speed where, you know, I was driving fast, so I was slowing down. It was kind of cruising and getting ready to make the turn, and he just went berserk.
Right.
But like, no, he didn't have that kind of bravado.
Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Dude, TK. Kyle, what's up, man?
What's going on, man?
All right, man. Joe's definitely on some drugs, man, because my thing is this. How are you going to put Sirianni eighth? What have these other coaches done like with their football teams? Like, we got Dan Campbell. Okay, with the Lions were good, like, well, last year at their peak. And these other coaches haven't really done nothing or proven nothing besides Andy Reid, if you're going to put anybody above him right now. Sirianni, and we got to start giving Sirianni credit, man, for what he's been doing, how he turned the team around. This team was a laughing stock before him and Jalen Hurts, these guys got together. And Jalen Hurts took the helm, their quarterback. They had a 9-8 season, but they've been in the playoffs every season, and you just don't get that in the NFL these days. You don't get consistency in the playoffs. Two Super Bowls in the last 3 years. To me, it's just unheard of. And this guy is still getting a flack. Like, what does he have to do? What does he have to prove to be considered one of the top coaches in the NFL, man? Because these guys, he's a player's coach, and they play for him. So I got to put him at least top three coaches right now in the NFL. So if Joe, I don't know if Joe has against Sirianni or you guys have against Jalen Hurts, but my thing is, man, he has to be top one on that list, man. He's done an excellent job with this football team. And as for the Phillies, Nebraska has to show me something at the trade deadline, because the last couple of years he's done nothing. He's been stale at the trade deadline. He hasn't done nothing to try to improve this team. And we all saw it, even with San Diego, to try to improve this team last year. We saw with the Yankees getting Chisholm. That one bet, that one person can change the trajectory of a team winning the World Series.
Yeah, no, it can, Terrence, and I think we've seen that in the past. Where if you make the right man, they got to be the right moves. But if you bring in the right, if you bring in the right guys, it can significantly change your outlook.
Absolutely, man. I feel like to me, the Phillies, if they make that move, and Navarrete, if he can make a couple moves to get the bullpen shored up, and that one bat to help this team and to get the hits in the playoffs that they need, I feel like we'll be going in the right direction to win the World Series.
Yeah. No, I hear you, Terrence. Do you have a bad song for Tri-Day?
Yeah, man. Kyle took my song. I was going to say Icky Bricky Heart. But I'm going to say this song. It was a popular song, but now that I think about it, this song was bad. I'm going to say Ice Ice Baby, Vanilla Ice, man.
Dude, Ice Ice Baby was banging. Thanks, back Terrence. In the day until the Alphas, they didn't like what he did.
Wait, who didn't like it?
Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. That's kind of like one of their things. They say Ice Ice Baby, too cold, too cold.
Oh, okay.
And he took the song and made it into a rap song, and they gave him a cease and desist. From what I heard, I don't know this, you know, that's what I heard.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting piece of... A piece of knowledge there, fraternity knowledge from you. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But we got to get to kind of the inspiration for this Tri-Day today, which was something that you showed me before the show, Kyle.
I saw this right before the show.
This is wild.
I was cracking up. It was so funny. So we've had a lot of bad versions of the national anthem, especially... We had one last season. It was was it the All-Star Game or the Home Run Derby?
I think it was the Derby.
Yeah.
Because I think the girl wasn't she supposed to return for the All-Star Game and she pulled out?
Maybe, yeah. So she claimed that I think she was drunk or something and she went to rehab afterwards. And after you hear it, it does sound like that's a possibility. So I did some research here and just looked for some of the worst national anthems renditions that I could find. And I guess we'll start with hers last season, just to refresh everybody on how that one sounded.
Rockets, red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night.
Tough, man.
So bad.
Was so horrible. Yeah.
That was
But she
awful.
Was high. Like, she admitted that, because, like, after that, she was on something.
Mm-hmm. But then I remember her, like, joking about it a few days later.
But then she went to rehab.
Yeah. But then I thought she was joking about it.
So that one may be the worst I've ever heard.
She was.
There's also Fergie from the NBA All-Star Game.
Let a flag was still there.
Oh, God.
Say, does that star...
Like, literally gives you a headache as you're hearing it.
We have Steven Tyler, I believe, in the Indy 500.
Mike Brown just walked into the studio.
Mike Brown.
That's a tough one. I didn't know about this one from Flava Flav.
Oh, say... Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed?
Had enough yet?
Who was that?
That was Flavor Flav.
Oh, Flavor
Flav.
Yeah, that was bad.
We have Jason Kelsey.
And the Rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air.
I actually don't think this is that bad.
It's good for Jason Kelsey.
Yeah.
Yep. And then we have maybe one of the most famous ones, Carl Lewis, who just forgot the national anthem.
Here we go. Oh! Say, can you see? And the Rockets, red flag. Uh-oh. I'll make up for it now.
for the land of the free.
Brutal one by Carl Lewis.
He
there.
Didn't make up for it.
No, he did not make up for it. Yep. But then we had this yesterday. It was a doubleheader between the Orioles and the Mets. And I'm not sure if this was before the first one or before the second. I don't know. Do they usually do the name?
Yeah, they'll do
twice?
They'll do both, yeah.
Okay.
If it's a split.
Yeah. And this one just popped up on my feed this morning, and I listened to it, and it was just cracking me up. I don't know if it's as bad as some of those other ones, but it was just funny, especially if you see the video and like the guy that's doing it. So here's here's the national anthem from the Orioles game yesterday.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, all the
gosh, it's awesome.
How do you rank that one, Hugh?
That wasn't that bad to me, because to be honest, it kind of reminds me, like he started out he sounded a little bit like Aaron Neville, a little bit when Aaron Neville did the national anthem. You ever heard of Aaron Neville sing?
Mm-mm.
He has kind of that bravado in singing initially when he started out, because he likes to, flutter his voice a little bit. It kind of sounded like that a little bit, but I didn't have a problem with that one.
I don't know. I think the auto-tune national anthem is a weird move. Like, it's just a weird move. I
don't
know what to say about it.
You know, auto-tune probably he probably waited too long to do it. He probably should have did it when T-Pain was hot.
And it's like a, you know, kind of a stubby little bald guy, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
the visual is the one that kind of threw everybody off, because he has on like a weird colored shirt, and he looks like somebody who was in the basement, you know, doing auto-tune. You know who got famous during COVID doing that was Ralibit. His name is something Ralibit. Mm. Well, he started doing the auto-tune songs where he had like a little keyboard.
Uh-huh.
And he would just make up crazy songs. I can't think of
his name. I just wonder with a guy like this, like how he found his calling.
Where was this at, by the way?
It was an Oriole stadium.
An Orioles game. Okay.
Camden Yards. Yeah. Or maybe, was it in? It wasn't. Yeah, it was in Camden Yards.
Yeah. I don't think they've ever done auto-tune at the games I've been at down at CBP.
No, hopefully they don't.
Yeah, so that's I thought that was a bad national anthem.
Which one do you think was the worst? I think it might be the home run derby.
The Carl Lewis one.
Oh, yeah.
Or the derby one was bad.
No, the one with the girl sound. Yeah. The one that hat looked like that one.
Yeah.
Because that sound like that hurt. That sound like that hurt.
Because she's supposed to be like a professional singer,
like from
right?
Deep in her spirit, that hurt.
Yeah.
At least with Carl Lewis, like, that's not his job.
No, and not. Same with Jason Kelsey. Okay. I was looking for an example of that girl being able to actually sing. I think I got it.
I can't wait to show you where I grew.
Sounds like a completely different person.
Yeah.
Walk you around the foothills of the Rockets red glare.
Yeah, maybe there was something. Maybe there was something going on.
Yeah,
she wasn't right.
Yeah. No,
I'm trying to figure out that dude's name that was playing the during COVID. He got famous for doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all right.
Yep.
That was pretty terrible. Thank you, Kyle,
for
bringing that
day.
Into our lives. Yeah. Yes,
I don't think it was
so
that
much.
Bad though.
Really?
No.
Man.
I think it was more funny than like horrendous.
Yeah, it wasn't like hers was bad.
Yeah,
it was
hers
like
terrible.
You was like, baby girl, what's wrong with you? Yeah.
It's a tough look for the Mets to lose to the Orioles after that though.
Yeah. Definitely.
Can't let that.
The Mets has some bad moments.
The Mets are Metting, man.
The Hawk Tua night. Remember they had Hawk Tua?
Yeah, they had her throughout the whatever happened to her? She got in some sort of like crypto scheme.
She got into Bitcoin and just like, or something like that.
Yeah, she just disappeared off the face of the earth.
Yeah, she had to say low.
Dude, calling it Hawk Tua Night is
it was
so funny.
When they called Hawk Tua Night?
No, that was I think what I called it after she threw out the first pitch.
I thought it was called Hawk Tua Night.
No. Yeah, I don't think any parents are bringing their children to Hawk Tua Night.
Yeah,
the ballpark.
You get a Hawk Tua-ish t-shirt. For everybody in attendance. That's a giveaway.
And you have to explain to your family who she is and why.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in here. Let's go to Cowboy Jim. What's up, Jim?
Hugh, I'm sorry about all the road rage. You know what that means?
What's that
mean? You know what all that means? It means it's time to go on vacation.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out.
I mean, I think they should let you just go right now. Can you just pack up and just go?
No, I'm gonna go in a little while though. I'm out.
Okay. Hey, listen. By the way, I drive a Honda CRV, and
you drive like a maniac, don't you?
Not. Listen, when I drive to the airport, it's 4 a.m. You know who I have to watch out for? People in Dodge Rams. People in F-150. That's what I have to watch out for.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, you know, you got to respect the road. It's like the food chain. If you own that little ass car, you just got to get out. We don't see you in big trucks. Well, don't see you like that.
They think they're tough guys. So, you know,
is that what it is?
Yes, they're tough guys behind the wheel. Listen, TK. Before we get to a very nice civil conversation, I have the worst song ever, and it was written by San Diego Charger Aaron. It was that San Diego Padres, the fans, the ones they sang during the playoffs with the Phillies. That's the worst song ever.
That's what's in?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that one? Yeah. The Padre fans?
Yeah.
San Diego Charger wrote that. He wrote that one. And, wow, TK, Hugh is happier. Your listeners are happier. It's not 4 hours of Painter. It's NFL talk. I'm glad I made that suggestion yesterday. So you did good today, TK.
Well, Jim, it is the middle of July. There's not a ton going on with football, so it's more of a baseball time.
And why do you hate every outfielder there is? You think every outfielder is bad? I mean, Rojas is excellent, but you're down on every single
Rojas is excellent. Do you watch Jim? You said you don't even like baseball. I mean, Rojas stinks. Are you kidding me?
Was Lazinski, was Pat Burrell, were they good? They still won a World Series. I mean, you're just like,
yeah,
oh,
they
the
were
kid from
good.
Oakland.
Pat Burrell at least hit Oakland. 30 bombs.
You're like, oh, the kid from Oakland. Oh, well, he can hit, but he's a bad outfielder. Who cares? He can hit. This is why you frustrate me to no end.
Well, I'm so sorry, Jim. I'm so sorry that I frustrate you.
Hugh, I want you to go and have a good time. And could Ashlyn Sullivan replace you next week?
I don't know what Ashlyn has to
do. Well, appreciate the call, Jim. Thanks. Ashlyn is like legitimately a Cowboy Jim fan. She likes Cowboy Jim.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know what Ashlyn's work schedule is.
This is from when Ashlyn and I were doing a lot of shows together. Her and Jim developed a nice rapport. I tried to, you know, kind of steer Ashlyn away from being associated with Jim. I told her this is not somebody who you want to be in your corner. But they seem to actually get along where she doesn't dislike, like, I think most people actually do like get annoyed by Jim. She didn't get annoyed by Jim the way most people do.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, I'm just saying.
But you're a Jim guy. You like Jim.
I mean,
too.
Jim's okay with me. I'm okay with Jim.
Okay. So and you'll take that from you. Being okay with them. That's good enough. Final segment of the show coming up. We'll get a few more calls in. A check-in with you people before we go. Can't wait for that to see, I guess, what jobs I could have failed at today. Plus, a solution I don't know how to handle. What do we do when an all-time loser says a player has star potential? Some audio of Paul George on VJ Edgecombe. That is coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, this thing be banging though.
This is absolutely not a bad song.
Not
this
at
is
all.
A banger. Banger song of the summer. The Tom Kelly show. I mean, doesn't it have like a summer vibe to it?
Yeah.
A little bit. You don't seem to be a real fan, Kyle. And by the way, I don't appreciate the mashup that you created, by the way.
What's that?
I'm sorry about that.
The Kyle created like a song with me like yelling things. The remix.
The remix.
Yeah.
I had to, man.
Yeah. Were you the one who created that?
Yeah.
Okay. Not nice. No. I didn't like that. Wait
for you people.
I'm going to expect for you. Oh, yeah. New people. Can't wait for that coming up. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, we'll get to some audio from Paul George in a second here. But another NBA thing I wanted to touch on real quick. It feels like there's no way LeBron can actually play for the Lakers this year, right? Have you guys seen all the stuff around him? A story comes out this morning about how, you know, LeBron, I guess, this is just crazy. He's frustrated that the Lakers are choosing to build around Luka and his timeline instead of LeBron.
Well, he's the future.
Yeah.
You know, and as well as LeBron's playing, because he's still playing well, he's a little bit older. And, you know, the runway for Luka is a lot longer.
But like, LeBron opted into a $52 million year on his contract, and now he's upset. He could have just opted out and gone somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like a LeBron problem more than anything, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like he's going to be there this year. I still think it makes sense for him to go back to Cleveland, but we'll see how that all plays out. But
just over LeBron.
Yeah. I mean, it could be an interesting storyline, but doesn't seem like he's going to be in L.A. this year. But I wanted to get to this because Vijay Edgecombe obviously looked great in his Sixers debut last Saturday night. Was awesome in that game. Then has a thumb contusion and is out pretty much the rest of the summer league, I guess. The Sixers played a few more games. I didn't watch any of them because Edgecombe wasn't playing. And I think he's pretty much done now, but was really impressive in that first game. Took 27 shots, but had 28 points. And I think it was more just showing his ability to do a lot of things out there on the floor that the Sixers need. But Paul George obviously had to comment on this on Podcast P. Here's what Paul George had to say about Vijay Edgecombe.
I thought he put it all out on display. He showed flashes of stardom. I love the poise and patience in the pick and roll. That's not something that comes natural, especially for young guys that aren't point guards. I saw him reading when to come off fast, kind of hesitant off of the pick and roll, getting downhill. He's got his little patent 1-2 spin turnaround jumper. It was just a lot of poisonous around him. I thought he had a great showing, like enough for Philly to shut him down the rest of the summer league.
Did you see him chirping a little bit? That was my favorite part.
He got the dog in him.
Worried about the wrong thing. The number 3 pick.
He got the dog in him. Watching him, it was like watching a young Jimmy. He moves like Jimmy, kind of has that mid-range tenacity. He's kind of got a lot of the Jimmy likeness to him. So he's definitely going to be good.
So Paul George, obviously a VJ Edgecombe fan. So I guess that's encouraging.
See, I'm not about to indict Paul George for doing this podcast in the offseason. Wait till he starts the season and he does the podcast.
I will
indict him then.
And it's not like he didn't say anything wrong there. I mean, he's lauding his teammate.
Yeah.
I just.
And it's the offseason. Now, if it's during the season and he ain't playing and he talking, that's a little bit of a problem.
I am being dead serious when I say nothing enrages me more than when I'm scrolling Twitter and I see one of these damn podcast pee clips pop up on my timeline. I don't care what he's talking about. I don't care if he's talking about the Sixers. I don't care if he's talking about it in positive light. If he's talking about, you know, his thoughts on the Eagles, whatever. I don't want to hear Paul George speak about really anything, especially during the season. They got to tell him not to do this podcast during the season.
How can you tell the guy that you're paying that kind of money to not to do something?
Because it's so annoying.
See, this is where
because
I have
it annoys
to,
DK.
It's annoying. I think it annoys everybody.
No, it's very annoying.
Listen, we live in an age where we tend to forget the players make more than most of the people that are the coach. They make more than the coaches. And so when you start talking about, well, I'll just tell him to do this or I'll fine him every time he takes a bad swing. They're not in position. The coaches are not in the position that they used to be in. These players make way too much money.
No. Well, the way I'm looking at it is,
how did I know he was going to stick
up
for
him?
No, I'm not sticking up for him, Kyle, but listen.
We're paying you $212 million.
We were all excited when he got here until he got here.
Well, I wasn't excited.
And then
not everyone.
Said, well,
yeah, Joe was, I think, adamantly against it.
But then when he got here, he started talking about getting ready for the season during the season. And that was why, you know.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Oh, and he shuts down the podcast to focus on the season when the team's like already eliminated from playoff contention.
Yeah, and then you had Daryl Morey say, "Hey, if you squint really, really hard, you would like this. If you squint really, really hard, we can make it to the playoffs."
I want to get excited about this team. It's just so hard for me to get excited when that guy is on the team. Like Embiid, whatever. Embiid frustrates me. But it is what it is. Like you really have no outs of that situation. And if Embiid is relatively healthy, he can still be good. I can't stand Paul George, man.
Yeah,
I really can't.
He's a weenie.
He said a weenie.
He is. But like,
dislike him more than Tobias?
Do you?
I don't know. Hmm. I mean, it's tough when you're anywhere near Tobias level. That's not a good sign.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
Okay, I can't stand Tobias. It's still Tobias. But
wait till you hear Hugh start fawning over him.
Oh, no, here we go. Don't you, please.
Yeah,
I didn't say a word. I knew that at some point the path was going to lead to me.
Oh, no.
And I wasn't going to say a word.
Hugh knows me too well, dude.
I know exactly.
I don't forget.
I know exactly what's coming up for next from Hugh. I just think it's interesting
it's
he was able to make all that money.
He made a whole lot of money and ain't been in an all-star game. And the Detroit Pistons did make it to the playoffs, though. I mean, we did
not
when he left.
Not because of him.
I'm just saying, hey, they say Tobias Harris was a difference maker with the Detroit Pistons. That's all I'm saying.
Who says that?
People.
You just made that up. You just completely made that up on the spot and thought that we weren't going to call him out for it, and he knows it. Please look at him on YouTube right now.
People said it.
He just totally made that up. Nobody has said it. I've heard one person say that.
Crumble Cookie did good in Detroit, man. That's all I'm saying.
One person say
that's
that.
All I'm saying. People get mad about it. He got the bag. bag and he sent him to the playoffs. People said he was a godsend.
that is definitely not true.
Yeah, I'm laying on thick now. I'm laying on a little thick.
Let's go to Jay. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Hey, man. Hey, look, man. TK was the perfect guy, man. Besides bros, man, the best energies, you know, at WIP, man. Dudes who always bring it. So, man, I'm glad you didn't mess up my favorite show, because this and the Eagles show on Saturday, my two favorites on WIP. So, good job, my man.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jay.
Yeah, and real quick, y'all brought up a couple things since I've been on hold. My God. Tobias never was as bad as people thought. You know, he was never supposed to be the second option. Ben Simmons.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I'm glad your phone cut out.
Oh,
I'm glad. Start talking up Tobias Harris.
Yeah.
You deserve every bit of that.
Was he about to start talking up Tobias? Was that what you were saying?
Like, sound like
I
Jay
mean,
was,
all I heard was he's not as bad as people acted
he's
like.
About to say wax, yeah. He's about to wax poetic on him. He's about to tell y'all what it was like to have the crumble cookie in.
He was sitting there like, let him cook.
Let him cook. Let him eat.
And we got some divine intervention. Because Hugh's the only person who likes Tobias.
I don't.
Even higher powers don't like
well,
Tobias.
Well, it's not I like him, it's the irony.
Oh my God.
Because when you look at his career earnings, Tobias Harris has earned he's earned the type of money that all-stars earn. And he hasn't been to any all-star games.
Sixers are a dumb organization.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And I just find that pretty impressive. When your dad is your agent. You know what I mean? When your dad's your agent, and the proof is in the pudding, like again, whether or not he was the catalyst for the Detroit Pistons going to the playoffs. They went to the playoffs when he got there. It's just the irony of the situation.
Well, I do think it's irony. I don't think it
ain't
is.
Ain't that another song? Alanis Morissette. Isn't
ironic.
It ironic, don't you think?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, Ray, on your wedding day.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
See how happy Hugh is right now? He knows he's 20 minutes from vacation
right now.
I'm about
to
right
go
now.
Get banged up.
he was about to go direct line straight to the winery
I'm going
today.
To get banged up. Oh, man.
But it is great how every time I'm in for Joe, at some point, the conversation devolves into a screaming match about Tobias Harris.
No, I'm just saying,
every
man,
single time. It's unavoidable.
I just have vision when it comes to these
You're
things.
Blind.
Yeah.
Doesn't help that I'm blind. Somebody gonna get banged up, dog. What you talking about?
Let's go to.
He's getting banged every which way.
Tom really said that? He didn't realize what he's doing there? Maybe he did.
He's getting banged every which way.
Let's go to Eric and Mocha. What's up, Eric?
Oh, that got me. Ugh. Yeah, Hugh, it's Friday, baby. Let's go get banged up.
Banged up, baby. We about to get banged up.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't have a lot to say about the Sixers other than they're the reason I'm not a 4-for-4 guy. I guess with Edgecombe, though, it's looking a, you know, something to get excited about. I mean, a little bit, you know?
Edgecombe's look good, Eric. I mean, it was only one game, obviously. We've unfortunately been burned by summer league loves before, but I thought he was really impressive in that game he played.
Yeah. So I want to go back to the original topic with Dombrowski because I am a believer in him. And, you know, he said something a few months ago, or I guess a few weeks ago it was, where he was saying, hey, the bullpen is going to look a lot different come playoff time. And I really do believe that, and that may even be without bringing somebody in. I mean, there is a lot of pitchers on our team in limbo. They're starters, but we're not going to need 5-6 starters going into the playoffs. You know, where I get worried is the players, because which players are going to be willing to go play that role in the bullpen with and being starters all year. So I think it could be good without bringing somebody in, but we got to have guys willing to go play that role. That's kind of my thought on him, and maybe a bat, but I think we could do it without somebody.
Yeah, well, Eric, I think when it comes to the bullpen and guy, I guess starters moving from the bullpen, it's. I think to be determined. I think Painter probably is a guy who I think would make a lot of sense to move to the bullpen at some point if you can get him up here. Mick Abel actually went down to AAA and pitched great last night. So maybe he's still an option as well. So we'll see how it goes.
I love Mick Abel.
Yeah.
I loved him when he was up here. I know he kind of fizzled out there at the end, but why couldn't he be that eighth inning guy? All he needs to do is get 3 outs for us, something like that, and then – you know, Painter, I believe, is going to get his shot, and maybe he doesn't prove to be a full-game starter, but another just young guy to come in and just, you know, make a name for himself in the bullpen for year one and just build himself up. It's not a high pitch count. You know, it's something that we just need him to come get out.
Yeah.
And no. Could work.
Yeah. What do you got for a bad song, Eric?
Oh, man. There's a lot of bad songs on the country side and the rap side, but the one that kills me is Laffy Taffy. I mean, there's like 8 words in that
whole
song.
You mean
Fabo?
Yeah,
man.
Oh, man, that song
like that
was
song.
Banging.
Yeah.
Because, see, you didn't understand. It was a metaphor.
I think it's pretty easy to get.
Yeah, I don't think
Eric got it. He didn't get the metaphor.
Now, wait, real quick, Q. You were at a winery this weekend?
No, I'm going to one this week. I'm getting banged up.
Up.
I'm about to get banged up.
Now, listen, I'm a vineyard manager in New Jersey, so I work on the farming side of wine. So you want me to give you a little knowledge that you can throw around?
If I can sound like I know what I'm talking about. Give me some knowledge.
All right, so here's a word that you can throw around. It's called terroir.
Terroir.
Yeah, it's like terror and wah. Terroir.
I've heard wah. It's like it tastes like the
and
earth.
That, yeah, so that actually
what
means.
What's that cow doing a wine turn?
You used to work at a French restaurant.
Okay, look at you.
Wow.
So so basically that means like the soil beneath the feet of the vines and then the climate above. It's like, you know, New Jersey's terroir is different than Pennsylvania just because we have different climates. So when you go there, you can say that and be like,
look at him. But here's a question, Eric. Can I ask them to pour, instead of the little glass they give me, can I bring my Bucky's cup? Tell them to pour the wine in the Bucky's cup.
Oh, yeah, that's totally normal here on the East Coast. I mean, people are drinking wine with straws here on our side of the side of the country. Oh, yeah, it's not as planty as the West Coast, that's for sure.
Wow, so I could, like, I could do that? I could drink it with
the Bucky's
cup?
The Bucky's cup is outstanding.
Oh, I'm definitely bringing my Bucky's cup now. Oh, I'm definitely bringing it now.
I
need a picture of this.
Pick you up,
I need a picture.
I'm going to come with the Bucky's
Thanks,
cup.
Eric.
Appreciate it. Like, we can't take you nowhere.
That would be great. You should. I love when I call it plastic. You're like, no, it's tin.
It's tin.
It's
going to be
Bucky's
cup. I'm going to bring my Bucky's cup. Now I want to see how it's going to work out for me.
And I did want to mention real quick, maybe you guys are right about Painter, because Mick Abel last night, did you see what he did? Six innings, scoreless, one hit. So maybe Painter isn't quite ready yet.
He wanted to be back.
So without further ado, the time I've been dreading all day, let's go to you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
You know, what's getting lost in all this? Is the fact that Hugh has been largely let off the hook this week with TK in by you people. Usually they're coming for Hugh all day.
Somehow Joe doesn't. I'm taking the bullets this week. I'm like the Secret Service for Hugh when it comes to you people.
For some reason, Joe doesn't get it a lot. Hugh gets it all the time. Like, the full force of you people is usually coming right after Hugh. But this week, it's a lot of TK.
They see somebody new.
Yep.
To attack.
Yeah. I got one earlier, though. I agree with Kyle most of the time, but he sure is miserable. I don't even think I'm the most miserable one on the show. That's Tom Kelly by far.
Yeah, Tom was kind of miserable.
I can't argue that. I mean, what am I going to say?
Plus, I was being positive today about Dave Dombrowski, and I have a great time doing the show. You guys don't think I'm miserable, do you?
No, you're not miserable. Angry.
I like when Kyle's miserable more. I haven't enjoyed Kyle as much this week with his perspective.
Yeah. Somebody had to bring it. Hugh is so frugal, he's saving some crab fried dust in his beard for a free snack later.
That was from earlier. I know they got me. That's why I was like, damn, you got to be careful. You got to be careful with that one.
What do you think of this one? Hugh looks like an action figure, and Kyle looks like the guy that collects them.
That was cold.
The mustache does give you that look.
It's not a bad one. Not a bad one. I got a try-day suggestion for Tom Kelly. How about trying a new haircut?
Just got a new haircut. Man.
Yeah.
Have to go back again.
Yep. TK looks like he makes a mean grilled cheese. Tom Kelly looks like a knockoff Shane Gillis. I don't see that.
Shane Gillis knockoff?
Yeah, I'm not sure I see that.
I mean, he's a lot bigger than I am, both, you know, weight-wise and height-wise.
Yep. Tom Kelly looks like a tour guide who put his 2 weeks in and is now just going through the motions and hates his job.
That is so specific.
Very specific.
These are awesome.
Tom Kelly looks like the TSA agent that gets so annoyed when people are moving through the line slowly.
I'm the TSA agent that gets annoyed when I got to deal with a high Hugh Douglas coming through the line.
TK looks like the guy you see walking down the beach every day with a metal detector.
I would never be that guy. Come on.
You asked for it. They gave it to you.
I know.
Look like the guy that you catch looking through the dumpster behind your local fast food joint. That's tough, man.
Those guys exist.
This one's oddly specific. Like, I don't, in a strange way. Tom Kelly looks like he taught shop class in the 1980s.
maybe that's a haircut.
Wood whittler.
I don't know why the 80s. TK looks like he eats hoagies off the Wawa trash can.
Wait a minute, Wawa throws hoagies away?
No,
like the guy who puts like the hoagie on top of the trash can.
Yeah, you don't have anywhere to eat.
In between.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Tom Kelly looks like he sells loose cigarettes outside your local corner store.
Who said that? But how much are they going for, though?
50 cents.
Yep.
50 cents a pop.
It wouldn't be you people if we didn't round it out with somebody making the Jolly Comp. Now, somebody wanted to know if you prefer Lil Jolly, Young Jolly, or Baby Jolly.
Lil Jolly is funny. Lil Jolly is funny.
Young Jolly sounds like a rapper.
So does Lil Jolly.
Lil Jolly. Little rapper
that's
name.
Tough.
I gotta say though, man, I don't get the Jolly comps. I mean,
I don't see.
I'm sure you don't.
You do? Yeah, wow.
You know, the more people bring it up,
you starting to see it. I don't see it.
There's something to it. Not personality wise.
I don't see it. And you know what? I'm pretty happy about this because I ain't really getting no heat.
No,
this
week. This is putting you in a great mood for vacation.
I get a week off to go get banged up, and then I'm going to come back, and it'll probably be back to normal.
And then they're going
to
come right back at your neck, buddy.
Yeah, this is the thing.
You better clean that off week that crab after, fried dust.
That week after you return, people are going to come at you again.
Yeah.
But. And the great thing is, this can continue for people next week. I'm doing the afternoon show a couple days and the morning show a few days. Nice. So people can You know, keep bringing this to those shows.
They
as well.
Brought it. They yeah. really brought it with you this week.
Yeah.
You know
oh, yeah.
what else, though, fellas? It won't be long now. Just saying.
For what?
The furry convention is coming to Philadelphia.
I mean, come on.
I'm just saying.
What is wrong with him?
What'd you say? You said you're going to go hang out there?
I'm going to go hang out at the furry convention at the hotel. I'm going to be at the lobby. Is that the Sheridan?
What?
The furry convention.
Wait, you're just going to go to the bar?
I'm going to go to the bar and hang out.
Okay.
Because I want to see, like, there are people, like, this is why it fascinates me so. Because it's a good chance that there are going to be some people at the furry convention that we probably work with. And I'm betting that we probably work with a couple furries.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Any ideas of specifics?
You already know where I'm going with this. You already know who I think going to be there.
Is it your go-to who you always say?
Who? Not Mosh.
That's right.
Mosh might be there. I was thinking more Joe the camera, but I can see Mosh.
Well, I just think you usually always say Mosh.
But I can see Mosh going to the furry convention.
Wow.
He looks like a little, he could dress up like a squirrel. I'm taking pictures too. If all I can right. take, I'm yeah, taking yeah, pictures.
Enjoy your week.
Right, I think that's yeah, enough for us today. But thank you guys. Thank you to Hugh Douglas. Hugh's on vacation officially starting right now.
Right now.
So Hugh's going to the vineyard. Thanks to Kyle for producing the show. Stay tuned. Afternoon show. They're coming up next live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.